Another 3 a.m. check-in. Not been sleeping that well lately for different reasons. Sometimes going out, sometimes just not resting. Wandering out loud. You know the worst kind of technical problem? The worst one of all. Not just in any category or not, but the whole kind of problem. That is the technical problem that you didn't have any way of contributing to the initial conditions. You have very little leeway in which to even try to diagnose a problem. And really almost nothing you can try. Oh, and then throw in less than perfect knowledge about the topic because there's no training for this. That's the kind of technical problem I seem to always find myself in. I'm a very good debugger. I'm a very good deconstructor of problems. But lately I've been dealing with technical issue after technical issue, which always seems to leave me in frustrated mode. Things that are broken or wrong, that were created that way long before I got to them, that are simply out of my hands. And yet I, both internally and externally, am obligated to fix these problems. The abstract might need a little more concreteness. I'm up until 3 because we had a power fluctuation due to a storm today, in which I discovered a piece of equipment was not, for any reason that I can fathom, on the UPS. So it was reset. And possibly was hit by a surge because it was reset and didn't seem to come back in a usable state. Worse yet, there are about 4 different components involved, and having to check with all 4 of them to see if each of them is accessible and functional. In doing that, I discovered that 3 of those 4 aren't even responding, which means I don't know if they're not working. The similar equipment, which we've had problems with for a while, hasn't been responding any either, but has been functioning just fine. Anyway, a little venting. These are the kind of technical problems that technical people find themselves having to solve. And often, there's no solution other than to reboot and hope. See you later.